Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of
Real Life with CNB.
Hi, everyone. I am C, which stands for Chidima, aka Chidi, Chidilicious Diva, and my partner in crime is...
Hello, everyone. My name is B, also known as Bemnet or Bemi.
And today for episode, we got some special guests with us.
Yes. So if you guys would kindly introduce yourself.
Let's get active.
My
name is Lamar.
My name is Jay. We both go to A&M. Young activist, and so that's
what it getting is. Active every day, every chance we can.
Yeah.
And everyone who's listening, check out their podcast as well. It's called Let's Get Active. Can be found on all major platforms, Spotify too. Y'all go ahead and check it out. They got some gems on there.
Yeah, go get that thing. Y'all
tap in.
Yes. So let's get right into it. Okay. So the first question that we have for y'all, just to get a male perspective, because obviously we're women and our minds, men and women, think differently. And so there's a lot of question that the ladies want to know. Is it possible for a woman to change or fix a man? Because the problem that a lot of ladies are having is they're trying and they think that it's possible. Is it? As from a male perspective? Or do y'all change for who you want to change for?
It's both sides of that. Both are correct. Like, women can change a man because, like, if you just, I guess, build him up how you want him, he's going to change. But at the same time, it's like you only change for who you want to change. So it's really, it's like a thin line for that. That's how, what I think of it. Like, I know someone can change me, but I would change for someone else. It just depends on the type of person you are. If you let, like, it just depends on you.
Okay.
No, man. Look. A man gonna change for whoever he wants to change for. That's how I feel about it, because I mean, I've been in situations where girls are trying to change me, or they say, you know, they'll say things like, "Oh, I wish you would do this, I wish you would do this," and it's like, not that I don't want to, but you know, I mean, I'll tell them like, we're just friends, or you know, that's what it is. But if I'm not somebody you want to be with, then why are you with me? Like, I just don't understand that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very blunt, and like my feeling, I don't play around. So I mean, we can be friends or whatever, but when it gets to that point, I just don't see why like women choose to stay, I guess, sometimes in that situation. Because like I said, a guy's gonna change for everyone to change for. You won't have to beg a guy to change if he thinks that you're the one for him. That's just how I feel about it. You won't have to beg him, because in his mind, automatically, he's going to be like, I can't mess up because I'm a loser. Now, vice versa, if he's not feeling that way, trust me, he got some bad intentions.
But it's not an instant change, though. You can't say you change overnight. It takes, like, time.
Yeah, it takes time.
Yeah, but certainly a living is not going to change just so fast.
Yeah, I mean, I see that. Yeah, I mean, I see where you're coming from.
Well, how do you know when she's the one to change for?
You don't know. It just happens.
You don't know. It's the vibes.
It just happens.
It's
the vibes.
No, for real. I feel like I've been in situations where I don't even think about it. I feel like I just start moving and acting accordingly.
Yes.
And I'll be sitting in my room like, dang.
Well, I'm just doing this, son. Or you feel... Uh-huh. You have some feeling towards her, that's why you decided to change. Not just impromptu, like you felt some type of way, and that's why you're like, you know, I want to change for this person because they're having like an impact in my life, as opposed to the others that you're just like, no, I'm not changing for you. Like, who cares?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's all.
So with that though, like the way it sounds like we're all saying, like changing for that person, it sounds like we're all made it seem like negative, I guess. Like, that person is so bad. Like, you're doing that. You're a cheater. You're a dog. But really, when I say change, I wouldn't say just you're changing. You're just applying pressure, trying to make the relationship work. So when we say change, it's not just negative, but you're actually putting effort in to make the relationship work.
Makes sense. I mean, changing for, like, the better for that
yeah.
person. You spoke of applying pressure. The concept of applying pressure is something that's been going, like, you know, everybody on Twitter, yeah. Like, hey, you gotta apply pressure. What does it mean? Or like from a male perspective, what do you take it to mean, like applying pressure?
It means getting active for real. Like from my point, like applying pressure is, you know, you out the streets. Like you telling her straight up, like, this is what I want to do. These are my intentions. I'm not trying to play no games with you because, you know, you're applying that pressure to her. If you're not applying pressure that way, then, like I said, you're still doing things that you were doing before. But applying pressure is that next level to where you letting her know straight up, like, what's going down. Like, no games, no nothing.
Well, how soon do you apply the pressure, though? Because don't you feel like at some point, if you did it too early, she's going to feel like you, I don't know, it's too soon.
No. Day one. If you're trying to get active, you apply pressure from day one.
Okay. Yes. But it has to be mutual. If the pressure not applied mutually, then I'm moving on to someone that's going to match my energy. I'm not going to waste my time applying pressure, and I'm not getting over with it.
But what if it takes time, bro? Like, what do you got to put in that legwork to apply pressure?
Yes.
It's not just like you said, it doesn't change overnight. Just like you can't change overnight, she can't change overnight. Her, how she feels.
It takes time, but a girl going to give you hints or, like, just show you that, okay, you're moving in the right direction.
How do you know when this is the person, like, is worth applying pressure? Because a lot of people be like, oh, you're not worth it. Like, y'all don't be like, so why would I apply pressure? Like, what are you bringing to the table as well? Is it supposed to be that? Or do you kind of, like, figure out along the way that this person is worth, like, let me step my game up?
Dang. I guess along the line, like, down the line, you start figuring that person out. You start seeing her flaws, you start seeing everything. So then that's when you start thinking about it, like, okay, this might be somebody for me, or I can't deal with this. So it just really takes time just getting the feel of that person, if you can actually be comfortable with that person and what comes with her.
Yeah, I feel like for me, it kind of happens depending on how I meet the person. So say we meet and we're out, whatever. My first thing is going to be obviously, like, looks or how our initial interaction was. I mean, if she has everything that I see that I like, I'm going to try to apply pressure immediately. But let's say, like, we got a class together or something, and we just in a study group, and we're friends for a while, we're hanging out, then boom, I see that, oh, she know we like the same things, or boom, we just hang out a lot and we're getting along. Then I'm gonna be like, maybe I need to step it up and apply some pressure. So it just depends on how that, like, how the interaction works or how it comes about.
So let's take a quick turn now. Y'all asked us a lot of questions. Let's turn it around on y'all.
Okay, let's get active.
Let's get active.
Why is it for women that y'all feel guys should be the ones to shoot their shot? Why y'all can't be the ones to shoot y'all shot?
You want to go first?
Okay. Okay, you can go first. Okay. Me personally, I don't believe in shooting your shot. Like, me personally, I'm not going to shoot my shot as a lady. Let me explain why. I believe as though it's the man's duty to pursue. And, like, if I'm seen, like, it's my job to be seen. And if he sees me and doesn't shoot a shot, then I don't even, like, you know, it's okay, I'll charge it to the game. But I think that it's the man's responsibility to take that. Because I believe it as if you're showing, like, leadership. Like, if you're too scared to come up to me and approach me, then I don't want that type of energy. Like, I want you to be confident enough to, like, approach me in person. That's my thing.
Yeah, I feel the same way about it. I feel like, like B said, it's the man. I won't say responsibility, but just, like, it's, I feel like it should be the guy who should approach, like, the woman. Like, I could think the guy's cute and I would admire from a distance, or I'll be like, oh, like, you're fine. But I'm not gonna, like, say it explicitly, like, oh, I think you're cute. Like, I just think it should be the guy coming for me. Because, you know, honestly, I feel like when men do, it gives them that satisfaction of, oh, I got something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I caught,
I hunted. Like,
yes.
You know, I hunted.
Kind of like a prey. They're like, yes, or predator, which one?
Yeah, the most.
Yeah, it's just
the,
like,
most,
they got something.
So you,
like,
you just call us predators?
No. But, you know, I mean, not that way, but
my shot is think about you. If you don't get the telekinesis, then you're not the one for me.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, so what's the telekinesis? Is it the look? Like, how do y'all shoot y'all shot indirectly? Is it the look? Is it the, you know, is it the just...
We got to record this so the people can see the look. We got to...
I'm going to record this for it. Go back up.
Me personally,
like, I can need some
text. I would give the signs to the guys to make them know that we're interested. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Why, you just give them that look? Like,
I feel like the club,
it could be the look. Like, locked it so many times where, like, I've made eye contact with guys and, like, they've made eye contact with me. And you can tell from the way they look at you that either they're interested in you or they like you some type of way. But they just don't say nothing. And it's like, well, okay, we're just going to keep looking at each other until you want to say something. Well, I feel like for me, it could be the look that I could look at them or eye contact and they can be like, okay, like, I see you type of thing. So it could be the look for me, but I'm not going to, like, say anywhere.
I don't really have a look necessarily. It's more so, then I actually don't look at them. Like, I don't pay them any attention. I do the opposite. I don't know. I'm weird like that. But.
So, like, what if they'll say, for instance, you're at the bar, you're at the counter, a guy will walk in that y'all think is attractive. But he doesn't know y'all. Then he comes right to the bar next to y'all, orders drinks. And so you want to shoot your shot or just like, then that.
No.
Y'all are rough.
Yeah.
That's just me as a type of person. I'm like I don't speak unless I'm spoken to. So unless I know you like that. So I wouldn't really necessarily speak to a stranger in that type of way unless I really knew. So,
see.
I mean, I feel like I could like say something that more like maybe an admiring person, but the chances of like zero to none, it's slim that I would say that, like, I don't know. Because I feel low-key, I feel like when ladies like admire guys, like it's either like they start feeling themselves.
Like their head gets too big.
Yes. Like, oh, like she's talking to me, that thing. And then what if they don't have that same feeling, what if they don't like reciprocate the attention back or whatever? I don't want to look dumb in the public, like, hell no, it's not gonna happen. So, I would
we
just
don't
like,
either. We don't
double standards,
guys, double like, standards. We don't either.
Double standards,
you can take the fall for it. That's supposed to be.
No, like, honestly, like, guys, we do like that. We like when girls apply pressure because we be putting the legwork, you know what I'm saying, day in, day out in the gym with it. Every day. But no, but for real. So like to get that back and get it like reciprocated, it does make us feel good. I mean, we definitely like that. We talked about this on another episode. If you look good and you shoot your shot, I promise you Steph Curry, like 99% of the time the shot is going in, like no matter what. For guys on the other hand, slim, no, it's a slim chance.
What she said, it's a slim chance.
Yeah, because sometimes girls just don't want to talk. Like, literally, they just don't want to talk. Or some other reasons. But
this goes back to a question of, like, let's redirect. Do y'all believe that it's the man's, not duty, but, like, say, more so responsibility to pursue the woman? Like, do y'all believe in pursuing the woman?
I feel like it should be both. Like, if you find somebody attractive, shoot your shot. But most of the time, yes, like you say, the guys are the ones doing the praying, being the predator. Yeah, ideally, yeah, I can see, like, just the way we all just mentally, like, we grew up. The guy shoots their shot, they come on to the girl. If the girl thinks he's cute and he says the right things, then boom, y'all go from there. But me, I just like things being mutual, like 50-50. But yeah, I have no problem shooting my shot. I'm not. When those guys, you know, hey, like we say, every time we in Norgay, we
But nah, I don't feel like it's a responsibility, no. But I feel like that's just what happens, like you said, because we know how y'all are. We know that y'all don't want to talk. Y'all don't give us a look and not come talk to us. And sometimes you just miss out if you don't go talk to them. But so because that we know how y'all are, we are gonna go talk because we know that chance might not be there again if. Because y'all not gonna come talk to us. And that's what's happened throughout, you know, history. That's how it's been. The guys always pursue. But look, we in 2021 now. Like,
thank you.
We can switch it up a little bit.
I feel like it's changing. Okay. Well, I know this might be like a little far-fetched, but okay, since we're talking about who's talking to who, well, how would you feel if a woman proposed to you?
Oh,
then?
Give it that.
I mean, because I've seen videos of like
it's becoming more and more popular,
like women proposing to men, like, and I don't know. I feel like I don't know how guys feel about that. So I mean, since you're talking about, well, hey, you can come talk to me. So, well,
what if she get down on one knee?
Hey, would you say yes?
So with that, I never actually thought about it, but I think I'll feel uncomfortable if my girl.
My stomach hurt right now thinking about
it. That's how you're going to take initiative. Because
I think how you start is how you're going to finish.
Yeah.
So if the lady's making all the moves, then hey, she's going to finish it.
But that's on a whole different scale, though.
It's not making all the moves, though. It's not that she's making all the moves. She can make the initial move. But after you get into a relationship, a guy is going to act how a man should act. Like, he's going to act how a man should act. It's not going to be the whole time the woman's always pursuing him, because it shouldn't be like that. I always think that, I don't know, when it's reversed like that, the guy's always doing something shady. Like, when the girl's always applying more pressure, I feel like the guy's always, he just not to where he needs to be in a healthy relationship. So, and like in the past, I was seeing that when the guy's the one, I'm not saying the initial one, the girls can make the initial one if they want to, but after that, when the guy's putting that effort in, consistently and applying that pressure consistently throughout the relationship, just as much, if not more, but not less than the woman is, I feel like that's usually when the relationship is a whole lot stronger.
Yeah. I just feel like if the girl shoots their shot, it lets me know, like, okay, she really want me. So this is going, if I want you, this is going to work. But if I'm shooting my shot, okay, it's a hit or miss. If her walk on me, okay, then, okay, I'm somewhere. I'm getting somewhere.
What do y'all believe about, like, shooting shots in the DM versus in person? Because I think a lot more, it's starting in the DM. It goes down in the DMs. Especially nowadays, it's COVID. You ain't got a choice. You got to slide in the DM.
I feel like even without COVID, like, guys still do that a lot. Like,
or
it's terrible how they see you in person.
That's
they
it.
Don't say that's it. But then they go behind. And then
and
they
be like, hey, I just seen you at,
Like, really, bro?
Weirdos.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now. Guys are weirdos.
Oh,
but,
we
don't.
I would say, like, growing up, I was that person to shoot in DMs and stuff. But as I got older and started, like, going out and more, I feel like it's better to shoot your shot in person.
It is.
Yeah.
The worst thing is, you don't have to force the vibe. Shooting in the DM or something, you got to, like, tell this person how you are and they believe you, versus if I tell you how I am in person, you're okay, I read his vibe, he's actually like this, he's telling the truth. Like, you can really feel like the truth and stuff.
Yeah. I've tried it before. It's just that, like, it's just not for me. Like,
it's so hard, bro. Like, just thinking, like, dang, how many people probably been her DM already? Am I, she's gonna like,
number
like,
it's not even that, though. It's just that it's not really exciting, or it's not really, I don't even know the word for it. It's just not for me, honestly. Because I feel like communicating with people and doing that in-person thing, interaction, it's like an art. Like, being able to talk to people and communicate with different types of people from different backgrounds, different, you know, ethnicities, different areas is an art. And regardless of relationships, like, I feel like I take pride in trying to learn how to talk to different people. I talk to Lamar. Like, when I have classes, when I started a semester, I'll sit by like a different person every class for like at least the first month, so I can meet different people. Cause I want to learn, like, now that I'm out of school, how to interact with different people, like at my job, how to interact with different people when I'm out meeting people. Cause I never knew what field I was gonna be in, so I always wanted to have that skill. So it just kind of goes hand in hand with meeting women. Not saying that, you know, be playing around and stuff, but knowing how to start conversations from zero with people is like an art to me. And I enjoy that. And you don't get that from social media or, you know, be on your phone or anything like that. So I just enjoy it more. It's more enjoyable for me. Even if I did talk to somebody in the DMs, like, my initial things and be like, let's hang out, you know, a person or something like that, so I can get to know you. It's never going to be a constant DM thing ever for me.
Oh, stop stealing my words. You sit on the podcast. I rather hang out with you to get the vibe. But come on. You get on my back.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying how I feel.
But since we're on like girls shooting their shot, guys versus guys shooting their shot, how do you feel about the women paying for the date? Like, how you feel about that 50-50?
Interesting.
What boys don't? What?
Okay. For sure, this is something we've spoken about. I believe that whoever should pay for the date is whoever initiated. That's who I believe should pay. So let's say the girl asked the guy on the date. I think she should be prepared for the possibility that she will have to pay. But, I mean, there's some guys who will still insist and want to be a gentleman and pay. Me personally, I'm always have my money ready because you never know. But I might be looking at you sideways if I don't. I might be looking at you sideways, but I've never had to pay. And I mean, I'm always going to have my money because you never know. That's how I was raised. I always be prepared to take care of you. You never know. I'm not going to come in a date with like just lint in my purse. So just like with nothing. My purse, like, no, I'm going to have something on me.
Washing dishes.
Can't be caught slipping. But I think whoever asks should pay. And typically it's the man who asks, so he should. What do you say?
I mean, yeah. Personally for me, I am a feminist.
Oh.
So technically, I would pay for myself. I'm very ready. Like you said, like I grew up having that independence of, you know, like getting something that you want for yourself. And so like if I went out, I don't mind paying like at all. Like I literally would want to pay. I would initiate paying. Regardless of the feminism thing, which I like. So just, it's a pride that comes with it too for me. But I know my friends have talked to me about it and they're like, well, yeah, like a guy should pay. So I was like, regardless of me wanting to pay, which I 101% would, I still feel like if you asked me out, like it's my time that I'm taking out of my very busy schedule to go out to you. So I feel like the guy should pay.
And I think that the issue that, or like the thing that most women will be like, well, maybe I want to pay because I don't want him to feel entitled. Because there's some guys who be like, hey, I paid for this date. I need to get like, you know,
something back.
I need,
yeah.
You
know, I mean, no, honestly, like there's some guys who are like that. Like, then you pay, and then they look at you like, oh,
so we're about
walking,
to do
yes, we're walking out of the restaurant, and they give you the look like, oh, baby, so what's up? Like,
oh,
what
baby.
We doing?
Like I said, guys are weirdos.
But,
yeah.
Oh, nah, but
they are.
We've heard experience that people have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, same.
So y'all like, what you about to say?
Go ahead, bro.
I would say, so, like, y'all not open to, like, say, for instance, we go on a date. I'd be like, oh, I get the food and you get the drinks. Or I pay for, I get us in here and you do, like, you pay just 50-50. Y'all not open to 50-50?
I mean, I'm open to 50-50, but I'll still low-key feel like at the back of my head, like, if you ask me, I really go. I could be at home. I could be at home buying a drink myself. I could be at home making some margaritas. Like, why do I have to come to my house? And now you're going to ask me to pay 50-50. Honestly, I would pay. I don't mind, but would I probably go out next time? I don't know. I'm going to think about it, but
I mean 50-50 like straight down a check. Like, just split the things in half. Like, if you used to do 50-50 down a check, you're basically paying for yourself. I'm just saying, like, splitting up.
Yeah. I mean, from my experience, like y'all said, if I ask a girl out, I'm paying for the date. Like, that's just how it is, because I ask her to come do this with me, and I feel like she shouldn't have to compensate me for coming with me.
I agree.
Vice versa, if she asks me, I ain't gonna lie. I'll be paying sometimes. But ideally, you know, I would like for it to be kind of split. But like I said, from my experience, though, like I was dating a girl years back, and once we got into like an actual strong relationship, it was to the point to where, all right, tonight's date night, but we're going 50-50 on it. Like,
yeah, I think
at that point we were, at that point we were a team. Like everything was, I mean, we were like obviously, but everything was kind of joint. Like it was very mutual. We were dating for at least a year or two, and at that point, like, so we're going out tonight, but you know, we split in it. And it was like, actually, it was her who suggested it. And I was like, I mean, that's a good idea because I'm broke right now. So
Hey, perfect time.
I know. I feel like that's good. I would consider how long you've been together and all that. Then you can like do stuff like that. But just
like the first,
just the first date.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like whatever happens then, like with the guy's side, kind of like speak volumes for me. Like, so I feel like if you're asking me out like that first time, like even if I would want to pay, I think it should be the guy to pay. And then afterwards, like when you get into like a relationship, then you can, you know, figure out, like, I wouldn't mind, like, sure, if I'm asking him out, like, oh, we already went out a couple of dates, and I'm asking you out, like, I would pay. Like, I wouldn't mind.
Speaking of dates, we know that whenever, like, okay, let's say we just came back from a date, you know, girls talk, guys talk. Like, what are, I know the whole like questions that girls ask each other, like after the date, they'll be like, oh, did he open the door? Oh, did he do this? What are the questions that guys ask each other?
Because I know y'all be talking.
Y'all be talking.
Y'all
be
talking.
We don't talk like that. We don't talk.
I don't believe that.
Y'all ask
we
no
don't.
Questions.
We don't.
No. We won't even, honestly, we won't even, unless that's like your girl. And like, if Lamar had a girl, I don't know if you do or not, bro. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
All right, you're trying to play me, bro.
But no, like if Lamar went on a date, what if that's not his girl, honestly, he probably wouldn't even tell me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And more so, it's just my fault.
No, I'm just saying, it's just that we just don't talk like that. Like, we're not going to go back, like, man, I just had a date with a girl, blah, 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 blah.
That's
weird. The only thing we're going to text about is, all right, bro, I'm done. Like, we left the restaurant. What are you trying to do? Like,
yeah. But
I mean,
it's more
really,
so like,
really don't be talking about that.
Yeah. It's just like if we just try to put each other on, like, oh, I did this with old girl. You should. It's a cool spot. You should check it out one time.
Okay.
Like majority of my friends, they'll tell me once they have a girlfriend, and then once they break up.
Oh, that's just that. Those only two times.
Yeah, like honestly,
yeah.
We don't really talk about it. We don't talk about. I mean, I'm talking about like me and my friends in general. So. And I know a lot of guys are the same way. We just don't really talk about it.
Interesting. I'm
yeah,
surprised.
So. So what about living with somebody before marriage?
What'd you say?
Living with somebody before marriage.
Oh.
Damn. You saw the light just kind of like...
out of nowhere, we went straight to it. Okay.
I'm just curious. You talking about... Yeah, so let's get into it.
I feel like... it's kind of like a tough decision. Personally, I wouldn't want to, except like maybe something serious happened that maybe let's say I was like so broke, bro, that I couldn't pay my rent. Then that would be a situation where I'll be like, okay, like let me move in. But other than that, I don't know. Like I could go in like 1 week, you know, like stay over just to see. But even with them before marriage, no, I don't think I could do it.
For me, I feel like what are you looking forward to then? Like after you get married, like if you're already doing every single thing, like you're already moved, like what are you kind of looking forward to besides like you guys will be legally married? So I think although they say you don't really know someone until you start living with them, mm-hmm. I personally think that's something that I would kind of be like, kind of save for later. I don't know. That's just me.
Because
that's
I feel
me.
Like that's why like I could go for like the weekend, right?
Yeah.
And stay with the person to see, you know, character wise, like living with them, and then I can like go to my place.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're saying, if you just already staying with them even before you get married, number one, I feel like that excitement of, oh my God, I'm moving into my husband's place, it's not really not gonna be there because you're already there and you just get married, so it's like there's no excitement. You've done everything doable.
Yeah. And what if y'all break up?
Yeah.
And now you're just living in an apartment together. Can you imagine how awkward that is? Like
and also I feel like it might not be true, but I low key feel like if a lady and a guy like are already staying together, I feel like it can slow things down. Like in a sense of maybe like he's not your husband yet, but you guys are already doing everything like together. Like now he would not really want to propose to you at a certain time because you're already
technically married.
Yeah, technically married, but there's just no title. I don't know. It's just something that I think.
But
what do you guys think?
We usually are like already together and they live together, but then that's when they get married. Like I don't think I've ever seen someone get married then they move in together.
Wait, what?
Like,
sorry.
I said, like, I never, like, okay, so y'all are saying you get married. I don't know how to put this in words. Dang, y'all said y'all wouldn't move in with your significant other until y'all are married, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So immediately. I
don't think I ever seen people moving together, then get married. They're already together. They already moved in together, and then that's when they start considering marriage.
I'll say for me, like, since I grew up, like, around, like, in Ethiopian culture, in most, like, African culture, that's typically how it goes down. So I've seen it happen, like, most, like, I've seen it happen. My sister, same case, like, I've seen it happen.
Yeah, I'll say it could be, like, the culture thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, us being, like, Africans, like, you don't move in.
Until you're married.
Yes, until you're married. But except maybe, like, I don't know, someone got pregnant. Then you can move in. With the guy, but if you're not, then you don't move in until the wedding day or until you get married or almost about to, like, the wedding or whatever. But I feel like in the US now, like, it's different cultures.
Yes, it's different.
Yeah, personally, like, I feel like I would still want to hold that, like, culture that I kind of, like, grew up in. But at the same time, like I said, like, if I got stuck to a point where I cannot afford my bills and something around that, then I'll just be like, okay, let me go. But even at that, because I'm just so much of an independent person, I still wouldn't want to. Like, it's not, I don't know, like an ego type of thing for me. It's like, oh, I'm coming down from the clouds and I need to go stay with this guy. But yeah.
I will say, I think the traditional way to do it is to get married and then move in together. That's your traditional way to do it, right? But I really think that's the traditional way. Like, I think that's what marriage was, like, kind of built around. You don't get to be 100% with your significant other until you're married. Like, all the other stuff is just, it's just in the times right now. Like,
yeah.
But I don't know. It's kind of like, it's more about perspective, I guess, or specific about the situation, I feel like, because sometimes, like, I've talked to girls before where everything was really cool and stuff, but then once you started hanging out and I was, like, over here a whole lot more, I realized that's not somebody that I want to be with, based on maybe how she lived her life or at home or just her presence when she wasn't out doing stuff. And sometimes that is a big turnoff for me. Like, I mean, I've been... Go ahead.
And you will get married, then move in together?
No, I mean, I'm not... Maybe not fully move in together. I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence on this one.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I would like to spend long stints of time at one of our houses or where we live at to see how it would be. But I don't know about permanently living together until we're married. Unless we're, you know, like I say, it depends on the situation. You never know what's going to happen. But like, if it just works out for both of us, say we both have jobs that are in this area and it just makes sense, financially it makes sense, location-wise it makes sense, why not? If I know that I'm going to marry that person, but if I'm not sure, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. So like I said, kind of how we talked about earlier, once you know, you know. So once I know I'm gonna marry that person, maybe I would move in with them before I got married.
Okay, yeah, for me, like you said, like, if you know, you know, but I watch a lot of movies and stuff, like the romantic comedies and stuff, all the romance movies, and I see, like, a lot of them, they live, like, they have their own separate apartment, and then, like, when you're hanging out a couple times, going back and forth, and then eventually you have that talk where I think we should get a place together, or let's just move in together. So I wouldn't just jump straight into a house with somebody. We have our own place, and we come together. Or, like, you come to my apartment, we move in, or we move into yours, we'll just find a bigger place. So that's how I look at it. But that, yeah, I see myself moving in with somebody before marriage.
Okay. Good perspectives. The next question, speaking of, like, how you said, like, you kind of were able to see somebody's personality that wasn't the type of person you wanted to be with. Like, why do some men hold on to a girl or a woman, even if they don't see themselves, like, marrying them? Or, like, an actual relationship. And that's kind of how you get into these quote-unquote situations. Yeah, okay. That's how these situationships and all these, like, talking stages for 3 years, like, what is there to talk about? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't personally been in this type of situation, but I know that I've see my friends in situationships for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a way to still be, have that
person,
relationship,
yeah,
but without the commitment.
Yeah.
So.
First, like, our generation's different, though. Like, the talking stage is, it should be basically in a relationship. Like, if you actually think about it, we don't just jump in. We don't really just ask a person out and date them. Like, if we talking, you kind of, we kind of dating. But the situationships and stuff, that really stands on the man or just the female. Like, you tell him what you want and he don't
want to do it.
Then you cut him off, move on. And that goes for the guy. Like, tell him what it is and just move forward. Like, if you ask me what we're doing, I'm going to tell you the truth. And then I'm going to let you do what you want to do with the words I tell you. Like, save us both times.
Mm-hmm.
You decide to stay.
It's not you.
Mm-hmm. Lamar, before you said anything, bro, you should have signed a non-disclosure. But
hey, you look guilty, Jerry.
You look guilty.
And I feel like, honestly, it comes down to the woman allows it. That's really what it comes down to. If you're saying that he's not applying pressure, how we talked about, and you're still allowing him to do that, he knows
he can get
away. Got over you.
He knows that no matter what he does, you're not going to get rid of him. So he's going to, honestly, that's when it gets worse, because he's going to keep testing, going further and further and further. And as long as you keep accepting him and taking him back, he's not going to change his ways. Like I said, how we talked about earlier, he's not going to change because he knows that he doesn't have to in order to keep you or in order to be kept by you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but on top of that, why do women hang on to men when they see red flags?
Oh, that's a good question. Me personally, at the sign of a red flag, I'm cutting you off.
Real
quick. I'm a firm believer in cutting
you
off.
You got to go.
I don't do toxic. If I see one red flag, I'm running. Like,
yeah.
Some people see red and try to stay and figure it out. Mm. No, I'm leaving.
Or they'll be like, I can change him.
Yeah,
change.
I don't believe in building a man or any of these things. Like, nah. Like,
yeah.
If I see a red flag, I'm not going to stay to fix. But I think I understand how some women do that. And the reason why is because some women like a project. And some women like to be able to say, like, I took him from this to this.
Mm-hmm.
So I made him. And I don't want to see that. That's, I'm just saying, I don't believe this is how the perspective of the woman who will stay, because they're like, well, maybe he can change. I'm just not doing enough. Maybe if I do X, Y, and Z, something will make him change. That's why I think some women stay.
Yeah.
I feel like there's some women who might stay just because of an attachment.
Oh, yeah. That's
like,
true.
If they're attached to the guy, like, either sexually or emotionally, that's what makes them stay, even though, like, they see the red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would still stay just because of that attachment.
Yeah.
But personally, for me, it's a no-no. Like, once I see the red flag, I'm picking up my shoes and I'm running.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to stay. For me, it's just one try. Just try me one time, bro. That's it. I'm not giving no second chance, because now it's just like, for example, let's say cheating, right? Which is a big one. For me, I always say, like, in any relationship, like, I'll talk to the guy and tell you, I say, that one time you cheat, that's just it. Like, zero tolerance for that. I cannot take you back. If I throw up, like, puke or, like, vomit, I don't take it back, right? That's how it is that I'll say for the guy. Like, once
I hope not.
Right. I almost threw up myself. Oh, hold up.
That's not coming back at this point, because you know what's going to happen, especially with guys, that you guys are now very smart. I mean, you guys are, but, like, I feel like guys in general, it's just going to get worse when you start hiding.
He's just going to become a better cheater.
Yes, and be better hiding it too bad. I'm not going to find out. So I don't want to deal with that. Like, I'm just, like, young, and it's just
speaking
a lot.
Speaking
so
of cheating, speaking of cheating, do y'all believe all men cheat?
Great.
Do black men cheat?
Black men don't cheat. Black men don't cheat. Black men don't cheat.
You heard that?
Okay,
right.
Well, we'll take we still look out, because we don't know.
Nah, black men don't cheat. Let's put that on record. But
okay.
I don't know. So what are y'all's red flags then? Like, what are some things that you would see and be like, yeah, I can't do this anymore?
I guess I can answer a few. One thing for me is insecurity. Like, if I see that a man is insecure, that's going to be a definite no-no for me, because I'll be scared as if, like, he has a potential to hit me, like, you know, because, like, I think it's, like, or, like, anger. If I see a man can be easily angered,
yeah.
that anger can turn into action and can turn into abusive relationship. Insecurities as well can, like, if a man is insecure, like, where are you going wearing that? Or what are you, like, where are you about to be at? Like, too many questions, stuff like that. Insecurity is definitely a big thing for me. Also, I'll toss it back to you while I think of some more, but that's definitely number one.
I feel like it's something we've talked about, but these questions just kind of, like, came up in Company of God. I feel like with insecurity comes control.
Oh, yes.
It comes dominance, in the sense that the man wants to be in control of you, in the sense that, you know, you're dressing or going out with friends, or he's like, well, you cannot talk to this friend, you cannot
yeah.
have no guy friend,
mm-hmm.
It just has to be me. And then you find yourself in a situation where you're trying to, like, cut people off just to appeal to him or whatever. But yeah, I feel like control is a big deal for me. Again, just me being, like, a feminist, or me being independent, I feel like especially if you've been, like, single for a long period of time, right? And you're in a relationship, and now there's someone telling you what to do, and in, I won't say a condescending tone, but in just, like, a dominating way, it could be, like, a no-no. I feel like you can ask someone to do something, but it has to be in a nice way that would make me want to do it, not, like, in a controlling way. So
what are some,
like,
red flags to y'all?
Yeah.
I don't want being stuck up, like, feeling like you just better than everybody. Like, I like people that have good vibes. Like, you can walk up to them, have a good, cool conversation. She don't just expect I won't try and get at her. Like, I just okay. Like, I found something to relate. I'm talking about it. I'm not shooting my shot. I'm just having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Another one would be just your mindset. Like, I don't like a young-minded female. Like,
what's a young-minded female, bro?
Speak on that. Elaborate.
It's like someone. It's hard. Like, it's too much. That's a whole. That's gonna take a whole other episode. Honestly, that's a whole episode. Let's another one. I gotta say, I'm gonna write this down, and then yeah, we gotta do another episode. Just
a lot. I feel like it's a lot when you see it. Like, you'll be able to be, like, catch on to it and be like,
yeah,
okay, yeah, this.
No. It's a lot. Yeah, but I'll let you say.
Yeah, for me, I feel like one of mine is honestly insecurity. Like, I like when women are, but it's a fine line, because I like when women are secure, but not when they're just like, oh, I'm all this, like, you should be lucky to be with me. And that's another way. So it's a fine line. Like you said, once you know, like, once you see it in person, then you'll know. Another thing for me is people that are sneaky. Like, not, like, always, they're just never always telling the full truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll tell you something, but leave parts out.
Okay.
So technically, they say they're not lying, but if you're not telling the truth, then you're still lying.
Yeah, and when you try to, like, show them, like, you're lying, like, you're not telling the truth. Like, no, I'm not, but no, you're lying. If you don't tell the full truth, you're lying.
Yeah, and I can kind of speak on what Lamar said about a young-minded woman. I mean, I don't really call it young-minded.
Tell it how it is.
Immature female.
Yeah, it's just, you want somebody that's going to propel you in your life. Like, you don't want somebody that's going to, you have to babysit. Like,
sure.
All right, you should be doing this today. Like, you should be doing your work. You want somebody that's going to, for me personally, I want somebody that's going to make me go harder. Like,
mm-hmm.
I see what they're doing, and it's going to make me want to go harder in my life, because, you know, I want that to be mutual. You know, I want her to be able to push me to be a better me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I think Lamar was talking about, a young-minded person. You just want somebody that is at the mindset to where y'all want to be better and, like, you know, go further in life, but not necessarily go backwards and be younger, I guess.
Speaking of maturity, I was going to say, do you believe, like, they say that women mature a lot faster than most men? So when it comes to that, like, how low would you go to, like, age right now, and how high, like, age when it comes to, like, dating and relationships?
I would go 2 years younger than me. I would do 2 years. Like,
okay.
Barely, like, that's a maybe. That's a maybe.
Okay.
Like, older women. So, like, I... Like, I'm like 10.
Watch your mamas.
Hey, your mamas are not safe. Do not leave your mama.
No, not that old. I mean, like, older than me. I mean, like, older than me. Like, 23. But typically, like, it's a 2-year difference, I guess.
I don't know. I don't like putting numbers on things that are intangible. Like, I don't like putting numbers on, like, when you should start doing something in a relationship. Like, I don't like the so-and-so month rule. I don't like the so-and-so year rules. I don't like any of that. I don't like putting numbers on things that numbers just don't correlate with certain things. Like, everything is so subjective. So, yeah. I don't know about year, but I'm out of school now, so... I mean, that limit is kind of up there now. Like,
yeah, like, when you think about it, it just depends. Yeah, it depends on the time.
Get out my phone.
That's really depends on the time, bro. Like, because you look up, you will see a 50-year-old dating a 40-year-old, and it's normal.
Yeah.
And a 20-year-old dating a 60-year-old, which is, like, kind of, like, the same gap, but it look weird. You know, but, bro, it's a simple.
It's subjective.
It would look weird. But what's that limit or age difference?
Me personally, I just can't do younger. Like, that's been one of my things since I high school. I can't do anybody younger. Because I just feel like, one thing, the maturity is there. And I already feel like since I was a young age, I already been mature for my mind. So the guys even who were my age, I still felt like their mindset was still a couple years back. So for me, I prefer older. I don't know about the age range. That can vary. But it depends as, like, I get older. For example, like, let's say... I'm 21 now, so let's say a 30-year-old right now would be kind of old, but if I'm 25, then a 30-year-old won't be that bad. So I think it depends the older you get.
For me, yeah, same. I cannot do younger because I do have a younger brother, so I'm just going to look at him like he's my brother. So that cannot work at all, but I feel like I would start from like about like my age range. Going up to, I don't know, like, and it could depend on, like, the age, how older you get, like, the age kind of, like, doesn't really matter. But for now, I would say probably, like, 6-7 years older than I am.
So I want to backtrack real quick and go back to the red flags. So Once y'all see these red flags and y'all ignore them, and once you finally realize after a relationship, once you leave the relationship, all is bad, and you realize it's actually a red flag. Why, after realizing it's a red flag, why blame every man for his mess up? Like, why males do that?
That's a good question. Me personally, I don't do that. I don't blame all men or say that all men cheat, but I think that for some people, that's just the way that it's easier for them to process, and rather than taking accountability, because a lot of people have difficulties taking accountability for their action. So rather than doing that, it's easier for me to say, well, all men are like this, so I'm never going to find anyone who's not going to treat me like this, rather than assessing the problem of you ignoring the red flags and putting up with whatever he did. And it's easier. I think it's a lack of accountability and having to face the fact that you got yourself into that situation. It's easier to put the blame on somebody else and then all men in general and become like a man hater.
Yeah. I support everything being said.
I'm glad you went back, Lamar, because that's something I want to touch on that too. So, do y'all think that like a primary cause of that is the woman being insecure? She's not wanting to let that guy go because she's not secure of herself and she's not okay with being by herself, or she doesn't think that, you know, she's worthy enough to find another guy. So she wants to stay and be comfortable with that guy that she was with, because I've had homegirls that would come to me crying about this guy, doing all these things that she didn't like. And then a month later, they dating again. And I'm like, so what's the reason? You were just crying to me about him and everything that he was doing was negative, but then now you're saying you miss him. So what is it? Is it that you actually miss him and you were overthinking things? Or is it that you're just insecure and you don't know how to be by yourself, that you want that comfortability back?
I feel like, first of all, I would say, like, there's some women who, like you said, they do not know how to be on their own. So they feel like, you know, if I don't have this person to talk to or to share my ideas or feelings, whatever, like, I'm just incomplete. That's how, I feel like that's how some men feel. That's why they're not able to move on from that. And I also feel like, secondly, it's also this whole self-esteem thing where they feel like, if I'm not better, like, if I'm not good enough for him, what makes me think that I'm going to be good enough for someone else? So they just would prefer staying in that relationship because I guess they feel or think in their head that that's just how good it can be.
Yeah, I think it definitely has to deal with the lack of self-worth and lack of self-esteem. Because if you know who you are and what you will and won't tolerate, at the first sign of that, you'll leave.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to stay there and put up with it, that just shows. Because the type of character you allow and the type of behavior you permit is what's going to keep happening.
True.
So I think that definitely
happens. I feel like, speaking of these, like, in certain situations, like, I wouldn't want to overgeneralize, but I also feel like if we talked about, let's say, a violent situation now, for example, like, that's kind of, like, totally different. Because if the guy was, like, abusing, you know, like domestic violence or intimate partner violence.
Mm-hmm.
Most women who experience such, like, they want to leave, but they're scared.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's a whole different.
Yeah, there's
so
much fear of, like, wanting to leave because they just feel like, you know, the guy could harm them and stuff like that. But I just feel like in general relationship to where there's no, like,
abuse
or anything, like, they're just, like, self-worth, like, self-esteem, everything that we kind of, like, talked about.
I agree. So this is some good stuff. Some good answers.
Oh, to find out, okay, I need to wrap this up. We talked in our last podcast about friendships. So we're gonna toss this question to y'all. Do y'all think it's possible for a man and woman to be strictly friends? Platonic?
Yes. I have besties that I hang out with, go get drinks. Like that's only for guys that feel like they have to do them all. I put it, but like honestly, I have a lot of cool like friendships with some like girls.
Yeah,
I have no problem being friends, just friends.
Yeah, I think it's very possible, and it's sometimes it's both sides though. Sometimes the guy, like Lamar said, they just want to be that guy that gets with them all, and so it depends on that guy's mindset. His mindset has to be very mature that he's not just looking at a woman as like a piece of meat.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, I feel like a lot of women don't want to accept that a guy does not want to date them. Like a lot of women struggle with that. A lot of women struggle that they can like a guy. Like they can turn down all these guys. But then when they want to date a guy and he turns them down, all men ain't nothing. Like they all the same. And that's how I feel. So I feel like it comes from both sides. Sometimes a woman isn't able to be friends with somebody. I mean, there might be other things that, like, in the past that happened, but like I said, I don't think that it's just men. I don't think that it's just women. It has to be a very mutual understanding between the two.
Would y'all say it would be okay, like, let's say for your girlfriend or wife to have male friends?
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not insecure.
Your face is telling a different story.
It comes down to trust. Like, I trust you, like, do what you like, go out, have fun. Just, I trust you not to do me wrong.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I used to be like that. I used to be like, I didn't mind, but I would always think.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
Is they doing something?
What's going on?
Are you sure you're fine?
You can't.
But it's just the mindset, and like, once you get comfortable in that relationship, and you, and like you said, you trust that person. Turn out to do nothing wrong, or just have fun life.
And I feel like I've grown to where, like I said, I used to be like that, but now I'm not really too. I don't get really caught up on stuff like that because, if that's gonna happen, she gonna do it regardless. You don't need to stress about it. Like, you know, what happens in the dark comes to light. So you're gonna see it because I used to just stress about it and be like, nah. Like, I know how guys think. That guy, but I know what he's thinking. He might be telling you y'all just friends and stuff, but you know what I'm saying?
He might be plotting.
He's trying to get active.
He's trying to get active. Boy, trying to get active.
Hey.
But like now it's like, I feel like I've grown to start trying to trust people more because I have a problem with that too. So I'm working on it.
But what about y'all? Can y'all be friends with guys? Or like, why they said y'all think females can't be friends with a guy because they want a relationship?
I'll go first. I think that is possible. It definitely just depends on the guy's intentions. I just feel like, well, with most of my guy friends, they tried me at some point to like tell me that they had feelings for me, and I was like, hey, nah. And then they're like, okay, they learned their place. So at least with most of them. But I do have some like strictly like never like have ever, we're just homies. Like, we can just hang out and nothing. So I do believe it's possible, but it just depends on you as a female and them as a male. Like, do they respect your boundaries? So as long as there's boundaries set, then I think it's possible.
Yeah. For me, I feel like yes, they could be friends. I don't know why I'm laughing. I feel like they could be friends. I do have guys, guy friends, and we're like really cool friends. And they haven't crossed that line or said anything, which I'm thankful for, because they know their place. Don't try me, bro. but yeah, I definitely think that they could be lady and a guy could be friends.
And I would allow,
so long as there's no intention behind it, because I feel like as a woman, like you said, like you kind of know what the guys think. It's like they see you and there's already this clouded thoughts like in their mind or in their head. So for me, like, I'm cool being friends with you, but I'm like, what about the guy though? Like, do you see me that way?
Is it a one-sided
thing? Yeah, because some of them, like, you know, like, I'm your friend, but then
if the opportunity had presented itself,
yeah, wouldn't they take it? That's the question.
Probably, yeah. Anyway, you can kind of talk on your experience, but I feel that, you know, if I'm spilling somebody, I'm gonna apply pressure. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna spit and I'm gonna do whatever I need to do to get that person. But if she makes it known that we're friends and she doesn't see me in that way, 100% cut it off. Like, I'm not about to disrespect you like that. I'm not about to be all over you trying to, you know, disrespect you or any type of way. I'm gonna respect you in that manner and, you know, accept your decision. But like I said, if it happened to come back around, that would happen. But I'm not about to pressure somebody that doesn't want to be pressured by me.
But would you still want to be friends with them?
Like after, like, let's say somebody rejected, like, or not rejected, but just was like, I don't see you in that way. Like the friend zone.
Yeah.
I have no problem still being friends. That's what kind of hurt. Like, yeah, I don't see myself being with you. I'd rather her be like, I'm not really looking for a relationship right now, but to be cool, like, all right, yeah, I can go with that. But that, nah, I'm not attracted to you. I don't want you. That would hurt me a little bit.
I mean, I feel like the friend zone thing is more of a woman thing. Guys don't really care about being friend zone unless you really just separate with that female. I really don't care. Honestly, sometimes we prefer to be in a friend zone and wait our turn rather than not wait your turn, but
true. After this at work.
What I mean is when I have feelings for a person and I upon that pressure is gonna automatically go away, right? So my thing is, if I saw you and I made it a point of myself to apply pressure towards you, that's how I feel about you. If you're friends, look, I'm not about to go that way about it. We're cool. Like, we're friends. I'm going to do my thing. You do your thing.
Okay. Question.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
I'm just saying that you can spin the block if you want to. Like, you don't always have to, you know what I'm saying? You can always go back if you want to. But just because we're friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's a
situation. Let me add on to that. They can spin the block, but don't spin the block once you realize I'm up. I can't do that. Don't come back to me when you see me up. Like, damn, when I was down or whatever.
You were in the struggle, don't come back.
Yeah. Now I'm up. Oh, and now you got hard eyes for me. No, don't do that.
Stay where you're at.
Yeah.
But my sister, let's say, oh, no,
James. No, yeah, I was just saying because it's not that, like, so say I was friend zone, right? It's not that. those feelings just gonna go away immediately. But say those feelings for that she didn't have at first came back, then I will consider it because, you know, I'm going back to where I was when I was trying to get with that person, and I'm understanding that. But honestly, if a girl's telling me we're friends, I'm not seeing you in that way during that time. Now, if it would have come back and she was the one applying pressure, then I would consider it. That's a better way to put it.
Okay. Just depends how she come back, really.
I was just gonna ask, like, how long would you wait in the friend zone? I was gonna say, like, how long would you wait? Like, if this, let's say she's like the perfect girl, or whatever, but she's like, oh, like, I don't really want a relationship right now, but we can be friends. Like, how long would you wait?
That go back to what Jay's saying, like, not putting a time stamp on things. Like, if I feel like she's the one for me, and I have no problem just being friends, and then boom, like you said, later down the line, she's ready. I'm ready. We try to make it work. If it don't work, then boom, no hard feelings. We just go back to being friends. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing like that. You can't really put a time stamp on it. Like,
I hate time stamp.
People's feelings, or like just like rushing stuff, you can't put a time stamp. Because if you rush it, you might mess it up. You're going to crash and burn.
Yeah. Because my thing was, I said waiting, but that's not really what I meant. Because if I'm friends, I'm not waiting for anything. You're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing. Now, if it would happen to come back, we could reconsider that. Okay, but it's not like I'm just trying to keep an arm's length. So whenever you're feeling some type of way, I can sneak in. That's not what it is. It's more so that I understand, but I feel like my decisions are very calculated. So if I decided to apply pressure, it was for a reason. But if I respect you enough, I'm gonna let you do you, and we can be friends. I won't see you that way. I mean, I'm gonna still check up on you, see how you're doing, make sure you're good. Cause that's what friends do. Don't be weird and awkward. We're friends. So I'm not waiting for anything, but I'm not saying that I wouldn't reconsider it if those feelings are still there and we're both available.
Exactly. And I feel like, okay, so going backwards, right? They friend zone you and you're like, I'm cool with us being friends, but you're still hanging around them. What makes you think those feelings are not still gonna be there? Because you still have feelings for this person, and then you're like, yeah, I'm cool, we all been friends, but you still have that feeling towards them, and you haven't taken time to either like process those feelings or excuse yourself from surrounding yourself around them. And now I feel like you still feel some type of way, because how can you see them 24/7 and still not have those feelings like in the first place?
It's just having that understanding, I guess. Like, the feelings will still be there, but you understand the relationship's not gonna work. You gotta grow up and just be able to hang with that person without it being on an intimate level.
Yeah, and I feel like that's where guys and girls are different. Girls, I don't think girls can do that. I don't think girls can be around a man that turned them down and still be friends with them. But vice versa, I think guys can. But I feel like for guys to do that 100% the right way, you have to understand her and what she needs in that moment. Like, if she actually needs a friend, bro, be a friend. Like, don't be flirting all that stuff, be a friend. If she needs a support system, help her with that. Like, whatever she's going through. I mean, I feel like a guy has to make sure that she's comfortable. Like, don't be trying to pressure her to do anything or pressure her to feel some type of way. Like, don't even be bringing up relationship stuff. Be a friend.
That's move forward.
The position she put you in, women have that right to put you in that position, and you have no right to try to crawl your way out of it.
I think it takes a lot of maturity for like that to happen. I don't think like immature guys or girls can be together in that manner. But speaking of friendships, do you think it's possible to be friends with your ex?
Yes. That's not hard. Like, it's not hard.
No. Okay, I'm gonna
would you be okay? Okay, so you said it, but would you be okay if your let's say your girlfriend or wife was still kept in contact with her ex?
Would that be Ooh, that's kind of different. Like, it just depends how they end it, really.
Okay.
It just depends how they end it. Like, if she didn't get closure from it, I'll be kind of iffy, because like that closure might bring her back.
The door still might be open.
Yeah, the door might be open. Like, dang, I didn't get the closure. I'm still feeling him. But or it can be on it. Other end where she gets that closure and she's good, she's not thinking about him no more. It's really, in that moment, it's like, I'm iffy with it. But yeah, I have no problem being friends with my ex.
Yeah.
I'm still friends with a couple of them. Like, we still good friends with a couple of them. So, it's just, like, it's that mindset. And really, how y'all ended, like, if y'all had a bad relationship, then, yeah, I can see where people can't be friends with their ex. But
like, cheating or something.
Yeah. But if y'all came to a mutual agreement where, like, the relationship not going to really work, or, like, this not it, or y'all, this, then y'all good. Like, be no hard feelings. Just move on. Still be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, no, honestly, for me, I low-key feel like I could still be friends with my ex, like you said, depending on how it ended and the situation. But if a guy friend-zoned me, there's no coming back from it. Like you said, I'm not going to be your friend. I cannot be. No.
Girls can't take that ill. It just more.
That's why they don't shoot their shots, because they can't
scare them down.
That's not the same. Like, you prank on me.
If I shoot my shot, it's going in.
Bro,
no doubt.
Yeah. If I shoot my shot, they say yes. No one can say no to me.
Facts. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If girls shoot their shot, it's a yes all the time. That's what we
90% of the time. 90% of the time. 90% of the
time. You were making faces. Let's go back to that. Let's go back to
real quick. No, I honestly was just thinking. I was just laughing about some stuff in my head. But no, honestly, I think that what's funny is because I just know how guys think. Like I keep saying, guys are weirdos. Like, a lot of guys are weirdos, and you can tell a guy's intention. Like, say I'm dating a girl, right? Her ex hit her up, man. You already know their intention. Like, based on how he's talking to her, based on what he's texting her, like if he's sending her certain things and stuff, like, you already know. She might be oblivious to that, but as a guy, as a man, you know that she's laughing and giggling, but you know he's applying pressure. Like, you know. So that's what it's for. You just have to know what the intention is. For me personally, I feel like it's just weird. I mean, I am friends with my exes or whatever, but I'm very respectful of their relationships. Like, I'm not going to be hitting you up late at night. Like, I'm not about to be hitting you up saying certain types of things. If I do hit you up, it's for something very genuine, or for something that has some, like structure behind it. It's not going to be on the flirting stuff. So if her ex is doing that and is... like I said, it has some structure behind it, and it's not just some BS, then I'm fine with it.
Like, the best way to put what you said, game peep game. Like, I know his intention. Like, I've been in his position for, like,
trying to climb out, trying to peek through that hole, bro, but don't do it.
So, yeah, like I said, there's some good content. Y'all got some good perspectives. Some may hurt a little bit, the way y'all think about it. It's like putting guys in their place. That kind of touched me wrong. But nah, overall, I like this back and forth. Honestly, we should need collab and just keep going and moving forward more episodes. Like, I'm with it.
I feel like you guys have, like, head on tail. So,
like she said in the first podcast.
Hey, I heard you say that in the podcast. That's proof that I listened to it. Head on tails. I heard that.
Yeah, we enjoy dialogue and just hearing from another perspective, because women and men think differently, which we all know, so might as well have both, you know, here. Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, we gotta get active, man. Let's get active.
So what we about to do, y'all?
Let's get active. Yes, sir.